Welcome, dumbheads, to MDC, Mega Dumbcast. In this podcast, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Ninjas and Super Spies to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is the revised Ninjas and Super Spies 7th printing from May 2000. Today we're discussing page 110 of Ninjas and Super Spies, and you've been waiting since the beginning of this book when you found out the good news that the USSR is still going strong to be able to really dig into 21st century communism in Ninjas and Super Spies, which you would think would be easy because this is a game that is full of secret agents for the USSR, all that stuff. But when we talked about the skill section, we discovered that almost no one can take the communism skill. There is a skill for communism in this game. Nobody gets it. You can't learn it in college. You can only learn it in one way. And finally, here on page 110, we've reached it. That way is Wushu. Wushu will teach you the Maoism version of the communism skill, which is officially called like Maoism / Leninism / Marxism. So one out of three is not bad. That's the good news if you are into communism. Here's the bad news. I think this style is a sham. We're talking about Wushu today, and Wushu, I think, is best encapsulated by its special kata that it gives its practitioners. This kata is called Mao's Pride. It is a special, quote, show-off kata. It does no attacks and no damage, and what you do is basically whirl around with all your weapons in a planned series of fake strikes that you can double your number of attacks as long as you don't attack anyone, basically. So if you could really hit someone four times with the sword, then you could do eight fancy moves that look like you could hit someone with them, but you really can't. Because Wushu is really all about looking cool. That's the dirty little secret of the martial arts, is the reason that you would choose a martial arts character and not a military character or a spy character or something like that is because you want to look cool. It is less efficient but cooler looking to kill someone with your bare hands or to, you know, swing fancy tiger swords around. Wushu takes this to the extreme. Wushu is all about showing off, and I think is intended as a propaganda tool. It is the official martial art of the People's Republic of China. It involves a lot of instruction in Maoism, like hardcore instruction in Maoism. The propaganda machine is still going strong, churning out perfect little robot communists in China, according to Ninjas and Super Spies. And it is so obsessed with making them into propaganda tools because they are like kind of circus acrobats / martial artists. Like, they dress up in fancy bodysuits and they go out touring as well as being real martial artists, that it has instructed its Wushu practitioners in the use of weapons so obscure and specialized that this game just throws its hands up. Like, we've had a couple of instances before with like White Jade Fan style, Tiger Claw style, where we had a weapon missing. But Wushu gets so many weapons with seemingly no regard to whether they appear in the book. Like, here's a list of weapon katas that Wushu can get. Weapon proficiency spears, okay. Weapon proficiency cudgels, all right. There's not one of those specifically, but we can assume a cudgel is like a club. Weapon proficiency scimitars, all right. Once again, there is no weapon proficiency scimitar, but let's say it's some kind of sword. So a weapon proficiency sword, all right. Weapon proficiency broadswords, well, fine. All right. I'm not sure which category of sword that falls into, but all right. Weapon proficiency daggers, weapon proficiency swords paired. There's no such thing really as that. There is a paired weapons proficiency, and there's also weapon proficiency sword, and then you put them together and you've got weapon proficiency swords paired. So that, by the rules, that skill can't exist, but okay. Weapon proficiency broadswords paired. Now hold on, wait a minute. If a broadsword is a kind of sword and I've already got swords paired, then why do I need broadswords paired? How would that be? First of all, that skill can't exist, but even if it could, I already have it. Weapon proficiency hooks paired. What the fuck is a hook? Like, just any old hook, or is this a specific weapon you're trying to talk about? Why can't I use one hook? There is no weapon proficiency hook kata. Only weapon proficiency hooks kata. So if you give me just one hook, then it's like a bird with one wing. There's nothing I can do. How do I kung fu with this? Ah, another hook. Now I'm in business. Weapon proficiency whips paired. Two whips? What? Weapon proficiency sword plus whip. now we are far afield. Like, this no longer resembles this game system at all. There are no weapon proficiencies for pairs of distinct weapons. There is a weapon proficiency paired. There's a weapon proficiency sword. There's a weapon proficiency whip. Wait, there's not a weapon proficiency whip. But if there were, that's how you would combine all those things to have a weapon kata. Weapon proficiency 9-section whips. Okay, so you're telling me that the non-existent weapon proficiency whip skill does not apply to 9-section whips? I have to buy that separately? What if I want to use a whip in one hand and a 9-section whip in the other? What if I want to use a 5-section whip in one hand and a 4-section whip in the other? Do I have to take weapon proficiency whip paired, that non-existent skill? Or can I assume that I get to use 9 total sections of whips at all times? Weapon proficiency 3-sectional staff. Is this a kind of staff? Is this like the nunchuck weapon proficiency? Or is this more like a 9-section whip? What is a staff, if not a rigid whip? Weapon proficiency meteor hammers. First of all, plural, but not paired? Secondly, what the fuck is a meteor hammer? And finally, weapon proficiency rope darts. Yet another weapon that is not in this game. The propaganda machine is running overtime at Wushu headquarters, churning out highly impressive martial artists who can almost hurt you with an extremely impressive and quick flurry of attacks from weapons that no one, including the designer of this game, seems to know what they are, what they do. In fact, the blatant disregard for the rules of this game in this section, and the fact that this style learns Maoism when Maoism is really on its way out even by like the first version of Ninjas and Super Spies publication, makes me think that this is an instance where the author of this game maybe had like an encyclopedia entry or brochure about Wushu and just more or less uncritically copied and pasted it directly into the game, maybe not knowing that the information was out of date, and maybe not caring about the fact that it resulted in the style having a bunch of different skills and specializations that don't even remotely resemble the rules of ninjas and super spies. This style's vast list of non-existent weapon proficiencies is definitely the dumbest thing on this page. And to add insult to injury, this weapon proficiency section stretches over 2 pages, obviously. To just put the cherry on the sundae of this bizarre weapon proficiency list, there's actually an illustration on the next page, just above the list of weapon katas for Wushu, featuring a man in a leather jacket with 2 nunchaku and a sai in his belt. Yes, the illustration for Wushu features a man using nunchucks, the only weapon on earth with which Wushu does not give you weapon proficiency. Although I guess you could consider a nunchuck to be a 2-section staff, or mathematically, the simplest possible whip. In any case, I guess it doesn't matter too much what you wield if all you're going to do is spin it impressively for the glory of Chairman Mao in the year 2000. Join me next time when we discuss our final animal-based way of beating people up on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the podcast wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Ninjas and Super Spies, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Ciambietta. This slightly annoying theme song is Cartoon Battle by Kevin MacLeod, whose work you can find at Incompetech.com. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.